Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I want to continue, and you know, folks, I've never done this before. I've never gone off on something in almost 18 years. I've never gone off on something like this. You know, I usually have a guest here, but I in the previous segment, I was talking to you about what Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, of Massachusetts, how she basically just complained to the Brookings Institution about one of their fellows, Robert Lighton, a friend of ours, a member of my brain trust, about something he said about a position he took on some regulation that's backed by the Labor Department. Folks, the Labor Department, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to tell the truth. You know whose side I'm on here, folks. The Labor Department in the Obama administration is not a friend of small business. It's a friend of unions. Let's be honest about this. That's not a political position, folks. That's just a fact. All you got to do is track what the NLRB is doing, the National Labor Relations Board. And to be fair, the NLRB during a Republican administration is not a friend of labor. It's going to be not going to be a friend of unions. It's going to be more of a friend of business. So I get it. But this is a Warren-backed Labor Department plan to regulate financial advisors. Now, the Labor Department and its associate, the NLRB, has been attacking the franchise industry. You've been hearing me talk about that quite a bit. I'm very upset about that. I'm very upset about what's happening to the franchise institution because of what the NLRB is doing. I promise you, if the NLRB gets done what it wants to get done, I promise you, it will affect you even if you don't have a franchise. It will affect you directly, or it'll affect one of your customers directly. Someone you're associated with, I promise you. And so when I'm reading here in the Wall Street Journal about a Warren-backed Labor Department plan to regulate financial advisors, and Robert Lighton, a member of my brain trust, a fellow with the Brookings Institution, formerly, if not still, a member of the Kauffman Foundation, somebody you've heard me talk about. I've had Kauffman Foundation guests on this show many times over the years. They're very great supporters of entrepreneurs. For Robert Lighton, he opposed the plan. His cost, I'm reading from the journal here, his cost-benefit analysis estimated that during a downturn, the regulation she proposes, Warren proposes, Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, would cost investors tens of billions of dollars by depriving them of advice such as during panic selling. Now, half of House Democrats and basically all Republicans are against the plan. So it's not like he's some wacko out here on a position all by himself. But the bottom line, as I reported earlier in the previous segment, Elizabeth Warren complained to the Brookings Institution leadership, and he is no longer with them. Within one hour of her complaint, he was gone. Now, there's a hashtag I want to give you that you can use if you want to follow this. Hashtag McCarthyism of the left. Now, this is what's being used. Defenders of Mr. Lighton, like me, I haven't tweeted any of this yet, but defenders of Mr. Lighton are using hashtag McCarthyism of the left. You know what McCarthyism is, right? That's where people are branded leaning one way or the other. This is a 1950s reference. Just go there, McCarthyism of the Left, with the hashtag on Twitter, if you want to follow, if you want to see what's going on. I'm sure that'll lead you to people who support the other side of the position. But folks, we have to wake up here in America. It's time to wake up and realize that our colleges are, free speech in our colleges are being suppressed. Young people who are not, who want to have free speech, who want to be able to say what they want to say on college campuses, where you should be able to experiment and exercise that right, they're being bullied. I know a young person who literally changed her major because she was the only one in her class who was a conservative, and they wouldn't let her speak. She just happens to be a conservative. But she changed her major. She got out of political science. She says, if this is what it's like, I don't want any part of it. But folks, that's a small thing. This suppression of speech and suppression of ideas and politicizing your anger against someone for taking a position against you, opposite of yours, folks, this has got to stop. Please go read the article in the Wall Street Journal. Even if you don't know Mr. Lighton, even if you don't know anything about the legislation or Elizabeth Warren, when you read the article, it'll make you mad. And I hope it does. I hope it wakes you up. I hope it wakes all of us up. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm very, very angry and upset about this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.